practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio in order to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing local church. But today is a very unique program in that we are in the middle of the Memorial Day holiday, as it were. Tomorrow we will be celebrating Memorial Day here in the United States of America. And so the program today is going to be centered around the concept of Memorial Day, what it is, and how we should respond to it. Truly, this is a patriotic holiday. And when we think of patriotism in the United States of America, we obviously think of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. So let's begin with our national anthem today. And if you can, stand and salute as we think about that great flag that stands for the freedom of our nation here in the United States of America. Here is our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. That was Kara O'Brien singing the national anthem. And you know, down through the years, particularly recently, there have been those who would like to change our national anthem to some other song. Well, I'm not in favor of changing it. I love our national anthem as it is, and I trust that we'll keep that for many, many years to come, as long as the United States of America is a nation. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and certainly if we can serve you spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, and you can call us by dialing or pushing the button, I guess you could say right now, the various buttons, to 814-944-2894. We'd love to hear from you if we can provide some spiritual strength and help to you. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to hear from you. So please don't hesitate to call us. Again, that's 814-944-2894. Or drop by and visit us here. We are located, as I mentioned a moment ago, at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. 16602 is the zip code if you want to write to us. You can also email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And I would invite you to come on out and join us. Today we have Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And this morning, since this is Memorial Day, we'll be having a special patriotic emphasis. We normally do that here at the Faith Baptist Church on Memorial Day and on the 4th of July particularly, because I think it's important for Christians to be patriots. And we should be patriots because God has placed us in the nation in which we live. And we should do everything that we can to love that nation and to make that nation a godly nation. And I'm going to be talking about that in my message today. So I trust that you love America. Now, America is not a perfect nation. We know that. There's no doubt about that. We know that quite well. But it's the best nation on the face of the earth. And I'm glad that God has put me here in this country. And I trust that you are glad that God has put you in this country as well. Now, I realize that our broadcast goes into other nations. And whatever nation on the earth in which you live, God has put you there. Do what you can to see that that nation is biblically run and operated to the glory of God. But this is the Memorial Day weekend, and let me just give you a bit of history on the Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day and is one of the federal holidays in the United States for honoring and mourning the United States military personnel who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. The first national observance of Memorial Day occurred on May the 30th, 1868. It was then known as Decoration Day and observed on May the 30th, as I mentioned, and the holiday was proclaimed by Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic to honor the Union soldiers who had died in the American Civil War. Now, this national observance followed many other local observances, which were inaugurated between the end of the Civil War and Logan's decoration. As a matter of fact, many cities and people have claimed to be the first to observe it. As a matter of fact, we here in central Pennsylvania say that Memorial Day began in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, outside of State College. But other places that claim that they originated with Memorial Day is Charleston, South Carolina, Columbus, Georgia, Columbus, Mississippi, and various other places as well. But as a Pennsylvanian and one who loves this state and this nation, I'm going to stick with the fact that Memorial Day was started there at Bowlesburg. However, I might say that the National Cemetery Administration, which is a division of the Department of Veteran Affairs, credits Mary Ann Williams with originating the idea of strewing the graves of Civil War soldiers, Union and Confederate, with flowers. And so the official recognition is a holiday spread among the states, beginning with New York in 1873. And by 1890, every Union state had adopted Memorial Day. Now, the World Wars turned it into a day of remembrance for all members of the United States military who fought and died in service. And in 1868, it was Congress, along with President Lyndon Johnson, that changed its observance to the last Monday in May, and in 1971, under Ronald Reagan, it was standardized as the day and named Memorial Day, as it is even today. Now, like I said, this day has been set aside to remember those who have lost their lives in battle, and when you look back in history, you will find that the total number of Americans killed in all United States wars is over 1.1 million. The deadliest battle in the United States history occurred during World War I at the Battle of Argonne in France, where 26,000 men and women gave their lives in that military battle. The deadliest battle of the Civil War, of course, occurred at Gettysburg, that resulted in more than 7,000 deaths, both of the Union and the Confederate soldiers. But down through the years, over a million men and women have given their lives for this nation. And that's why it's important on this weekend, and particularly tomorrow, that we remember those who've given their lives for our country. I trust that you will celebrate Memorial Day. Here at our church, we're going to do that as we will be having a float in the Altoona Memorial Day Parade, and maybe we'll get the opportunity to see some of you. But I love America. I love what this nation stands for. And let's honor those who have given their lives for our country. Father, I thank you truly for bringing together the United States of America. And it is my prayer that this won't be just a holiday of fun and picnicking and family get-togethers, but that we will really, truly thank you for those who gave their lives for this nation and remember their families as well. Father, I pray that you'll take this broadcast today and use it for your honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled, This Is My Country. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 1 and 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now, before I deliver a message entitled Making Our Nation Great, let's listen to the Armed Forces Medley. And this, of course, is in honor of not only those who've given their lives for our country, but even those who are in our military, even as I speak. The Armed Forces Medley.
Thank you.
And truly, we do want to memorialize those who have given their lives for our nation in the military, as well as to honor those who are serving in the military today. And if you are serving in the United States military, whatever branch it is, I personally want to thank you. And I know that there are many other people across this nation, as well as around the world, who are thanking you as well. I have a son by the name of Tom. He is a lieutenant colonel, and he is serving in the United States Army in Fort Benning, Georgia. And I'm very, very thankful for him and for his service. And he's just made my wife, Nancy, and I very proud of what he has done as a member of the United States Army. But I do want to talk about making our nation great. And if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to Acts chapter 17. Because in Acts chapter 17, we see some teaching concerning how every nation on the face of the earth came together, and it came together by God's ordination. Notice Acts chapter 17, beginning with verse 24, says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing that he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That 26th verse is very much a key verse in understanding where nations have come from. They come from God. Again, allow me to read that verse. It says that God has brought these nations together. Notice what it says, that he has made of one blood, that's the human race, all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath appointed the times before appointed and determined the bounds of their habitation. That's Acts chapter 17 and verse 26. And as we look at that particular verse, we see four things. Number one, that every nation was made by God out of the human race. And you see, that's God who brought every nation together. The United States of America came into existence because God brought it into existence. Ecuador came into existence because God brought it into existence, and so forth. But not only that, we also see that God located people in those various nations by his will, where it says, he hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. The nation in which you and I live is where God has put us. Here in the United States of America, he put us in America so that we might contribute to this nation, the United States of America, standing on biblical principles. In whatever country you might find yourself in today, God has put you there. Thirdly, we see in this passage of Scripture that God determined the times of the nations, where it says that he determined the times before appointed. In other words, it was God who decided when the United States of America would come into existence, and it will be up to God to determine when the United States of America will come to an end. And then it says in the last part of verse 26 of Acts 17 that God has mainly given the bounds of the habitation to every nation. In other words, God has set the boundary for every nation. And that's why it's important that in the United States of America, as well as every nation, we recognize our borders. It is God who has given us our borders, and those borders must be recognized, and those borders must be maintained. And so you see, we need to recognize today that it is God who has brought every nation together, and he has placed every person in those nations where he wants them to be, to make that nation what God would have that nation to be. And so, as it relates to those of us in the United States of America, what does it take to make our nation great? We know that God brought this nation into existence. We know that God has put us here in this nation. Every one of us are here because God has put us here. So what do we need to do to make our nation great? Well, first of all, let's teach the younger generation the history of America. Many of our young people today really do not know the history of the United States of America. This nation was built on freedom, mainly on religious freedom. And as we go back into our founding documents, we can see why this country came into existence. And one place to start is the Declaration of Independence, where we see this is written, and it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Why did the United States of America come into existence? Well, simply to promote life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness under the direction of God Himself. And when it talks about unalienable rights, it is speaking of those rights that only God can give, and in all reality, only God should take away. So you see, our nation was founded on the biblical truth that God brought this country into existence, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness might be promoted. So we need to teach our younger generation the history of America, beginning with the Declaration of Independence and beyond. Secondly, it's important that we pray for our nation regularly. We must pray that it will stay true to our founding. And if you want to know what our founding is all about, just read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, where it says, "We the people of the United States," here it is, "in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, and to promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." You see, we need to pray that our nation will go back to those principles that were established there in the preamble of the United States of America. And in addition to that, we need to pray that our elected officials will seek God's direction in every decision they make. And we must continue to pray, by the way, that the United States of America will support Israel. I believe that one of the reasons why God has brought this nation into existence is that we might support Israel. If we ever turn our back on Israel, then God's going to turn His back on America. Thirdly, in making our nation great, let's get involved in the American process. I would encourage you to do everything that you possibly can to get out and vote. Here in the United States of America, and particularly in Pennsylvania, last Tuesday we had primary election day. And unfortunately, many people don't go out and vote on the primary election day. But every time an election day comes around, you and I should go out and vote, because it's through our vote that we have the opportunity to give an influence. And for those of us who are Christians, we have the opportunity to vote for those who are biblically based. But in every way that we can, we should get involved in the American process, maybe by voting, maybe by giving influence, and certainly by praying for our nation every time we've got the opportunity to do so publicly as well as privately. And then I think a fourth way that we can make America great is to run for office. You know, it's interesting to note that God has put men and women in office to be His ministers. In the book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 4, that's brought forth very, very clearly, where we find these words. Romans chapter 13 and verse 4 talks about those who are rulers. And it says that those who are rulers are the ministers of God for good. And so you see, those who are in government are put there by God to bring good things into that nation, into that state, into that city, whatever the case may be. And if you're a Christian and you love the Lord and you love this nation, you might even want to consider running for office. Ask God if He would have you to serve as a minister in government. I love the United States of America, and I trust that you do too. So let's teach the younger generation the history of our country. Let's pray for our nation on a regular basis. Let's get involved in the American process. And let's even consider doing everything we can to run for office. During that whole time, though, let's do everything that we can to promote the truth of the gospel, the word of God, in our nation so that our nation will remain strong and great. Well, I trust that you'll have a great Memorial Day weekend. Now go to church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Remember, Jesus could come again today. Praise the Lord.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.